Okay, you guys, let's do this. It's going to be so professional. Mm-hmm. Like, so professional. Here we go.
Welcome to the Lab Support Podcast with your hosts, Michelle Van Dusen and June Colson, a couple of clean comedians who support each other and others through comedy's wacky and winding roads. I hope you're ready. Get set. Let's go. Since podcasts have a catchy tune, we wrote this song for Michelle and June. Clean comedians are best friends too. Oh, so good. And you never know what they'll say or do. Here we go, sing with me. I'll have support, port, with Michelle, who's really short. We'll have a ball, with June, who's really tall. They have fun, interviewing comedians. I'll have support, port, with Michelle, who's really short. Now it's time to start Lab Support.
The Lab Support Podcast, brought to you by the Hot Breath Comedy Network.
Michelle, that I can't hear the theme song. It's such a different change for me. I never can. I have to hit a button to hear. So I'm just seeing pictures and I'm imagining the song in my head. Welcome to the award-winning Laugh Support Podcast. I'm June Bug Colson, who missed her cue because she couldn't. I always have a song in my head, though. Yes. Welcome to the Laugh Support Podcast.
What song do you have in your head?
Today... It's Mr. Sandman. I think it's because I'm emptying out my suitcase. But first, let me introduce my amazing co-host, Michelle, with one L, Trisha's sister, Rhonda Colson, Corey's friend. Don't call me Shelly. No, don't. Yes? Okay. Michelle.
Yay. Yay.
I told you we got to stop recording on Mondays. I'm such a train wreck on Mondays.
Wait, is today Monday?
Today is Monday.
Well, look at that. You know what? Because you did mention Rhonda, I'm just going to say, you know what she's doing today? Because it's Monday.
A Rhonda Corey moment. I'm going to guess she's washing her sheets.
That's right. Every Monday, people.
It's sheet day at the Corey house. So I don't know. I would love to know if our listeners, if they have a scheduled sheet day to wash the sheets. Which is, I mean, that's good. I have nothing really scheduled in my life. Everything in my life is just randomly happens. There's no, other than the trash pickup. And that's just because they make you take your trash now. That's the only thing that I think I stay on schedule with.
Well, because you're talking about random. Here's a random fact that giraffes are 30 times more likely to get hit by lightning than people.
No. I wonder why.
Yeah. Well, because the population is smaller and they are taller and they have like 5 documented cases of giraffes getting struck by lightning. So the way the math works out, they're 30 times more likely.
That's exciting information. I'm glad to know that. Yep. So my grandma used to say, like, never stand underneath a tree during a thunderstorm, but really never stand underneath a giraffe. Thunderstorm. That's great information. And I wish I had that as our tip of the day, but.
Well, you know what? Okay. What about this random fact, since nothing is, you know, everything's random in your life, identical twins. They don't have the same fingerprints. What?
Are you sure? I'm going to fingerprint my nephews. It's their birthday tomorrow and they're only turning 4 years old. So I still have some control in their lives. I'm going to make them let me fingerprint them. And then I'm going to investigate and see if that's true. That's absolutely actually a lie. I'm not going to fingerprint my nephews. I'm just going to take your word for it. And we're going to dive into this episode today. Okay. What are we going to talk about, Michelle? What do we want to talk about today on Laugh Support?
Let's see. What about something called, the Christian Comedy Association Conference? Retreat.
That is incorrect. Retreat.
It's a retreat. Tell me why it's incorrect.
It's incorrect. Okay. So it's incorrect because it's not a conference, I think, because a lot of people think about a conference being breakout sessions and you have people like teaching you how to be a comedian and how to write jokes and how to do all of that. Which there's lots of different events or places that you can go, classes you can take to learn how to write a joke or, you know, social media media marketing and those types of things. What the CCA now does is it is a retreat. It is focused on getting away with other Christian comedians and just kind of pouring into each other, sharing testimonies, sharing different ways, because we are Christian comedians, different ways that we can use our craft to just spread the light of Christ and to spread the gospel. And it's just a getaway and time to connect with each other. It's called CCA Connect. This year, the theme is scent, and we're going to, and not scent like you smell funny scent, but scent like going out. We've got great speakers that'll be there. And so we kind of wanted to talk, just in case our listeners are Christian comedians, or they're getting into comedy and they are, there's a whole back and forth about, I'm a comedian who happens to be a Christian, and I'm a Christian comedian, and how you call yourself or whatever. If you're a Christian and you do comedy and you want to be around other people who are doing the same thing that you do, or you're just getting into that and you want to just meet people, because that's how I got into the comedy world, was going to the CCA, which we call it CCA, Christian Comedy Association. I went to the CCA in Nashville and I met people doing what God called me to do. And that's where I met you. So that's coming up. Tell us when and where this CCA retreat is happening, Michelle.
Okay. I wrote down CCA Connect Retreat.
Yes.
On the thing. And I.
But and the thing is, it's only a correction, just because when people think conference, they're like, I'm going to, you know, have this educational experience and all of that. And this is more of a just retreat, refreshing and connecting environment, and less of educational, you know, how do I get an agent, or how do I, that's important questions, but that's just not what's going to be addressed at this particular event.
Yeah, this is, I think this is more geared towards your relationship with God, your relationship with each other, mm-hmm. and then your relationship, you know, with comedy. So it's a different feel. Anyway, so it's going to be at Onward Church in Fishers, Indiana, June 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Mm-hmm. Typically it starts, registration opens, I believe, noon on June 3rd.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then our closing session starts at noon on the 5th, or it ends at noon on the 5th.
So it'll wrap up. Yeah. It'll wrap up around 12 o'clock. I mean, we're comedians, so, you know, it could go a little bit over, but we try to be very mindful of the time. I mean, comedians can work the clock, that's for sure. But we know people have flights and other obligations. So we try to stick to that as close as possible. But also, you know, if you have people who are connecting with each other and whatever, we try to not be super strict about every single thing that's happening the whole time.
Oh, that's right. Because we're not serving any lunch on that last day. But what's exciting is typically everybody ends up going out to the same restaurant.
Yes.
So you can like to continue more connecting afterwards. And if you want more information, obviously you can go to ChristianComedyAssociation.org because I think there's a schedule, like a rough outlined schedule.
Yes.
Posted. Yes. So
yeah,
and you can register there too.
Yes. And there's also a CCA, Christian Comedy Association. There's an Instagram page too, if they're going, that they can follow that and see the different things that are happening. So as you said, okay, schedule wise, what's cool about it is it's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It starts in the afternoon on Monday. So people don't have to get a flight that gets them to Indianapolis at 7 o'clock in the morning, right? To be a part of this event. Starts around lunchtime on Wednesday, on Monday. And that Monday night, we actually have dinner together. We get to hang out and have a meal together, which is super nice. There's also an open mic opportunity, which is really fun, where it's, you know, it's everybody from every level, whether you've told a joke before or you've been doing it for 30 years, people get an opportunity to jump up there. Now, what we do is we do prioritize newcomers and people who have never had a chance to do an open mic at the CCA. So for somebody like me, who's had a few opportunities to do an open mic, the priority, at least first night, is going to be the folks who've never done this before. And sometimes we do it two nights. Sometimes people kind of want to watch it, see other people do it first, and then go, oh, well, that's fun. And people are just being fun.
That's so scary about that.
Yeah. So sometimes the second night they get a chance to, you know, get a few minutes up there to just bounce up, tell a joke or two. And, and yeah, I mean, we're comedians. So that's the most fun, is when we get to do comedy.
So at the open mic, are people doing like new material that they're working on, kind of a thing? Or is it like their tried and true stuff? Or are they doing like dad jokes?
They, all of it. So they should. We encourage people, especially veterans, don't come up and do some A material that you have, right? Especially if you're performing in front of newcomers, people who are trying to, you know, to figure out what this world looks like. If every veteran of comedy jumps up there and just does a crushing 2.5 minutes, then it's like, okay, well, that's great. But, you know, an open mic is meant to be trying some new stuff, tweaking something you're working on. And so we encourage people, you know, nobody's going back and researching to see if that's a joke that comic has told before, but we would hope they would have a good time and use it in the true purpose of an open mic, just to throw some material out there. And I saw that last year. I saw a couple of comedians, veteran comedians, who it didn't hit like super hard because it was something they were just kind of messing with. And I love that they did that because it was what it was supposed to look like. So, and then we had some people who had never been up before at all. We had a veteran comedian whose wife actually got up and she did stand-up comedy for the first time.
First time. Yeah.
Yes. And she's been, you know, on tour with her husband and been, you know, sitting and watching him do comedy for years. And when I tell you, I'll say it was Sarah Smiley, Bob Smiley's wife. When Sarah got up, the room lit up. You know, everybody was so supportive. They love her already. And it was just fun. So it's intended to be lighthearted. It's not like, oh, if I get up here and I do an amazing 3 minutes, then someone's going to see me, book me, and my career will start. No, that's not it. It's just go have some fun. Do the open mic.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned having a meal together. So are all the meals together, or do you have stuff separate? Like, what's happening with the food? Because, you know, I'm all about the food. And I also want to know, did you hear about that restaurant that they opened on the moon?
Michelle, stop it.
It had great food, but no atmosphere. Okay, go ahead. So tell us about the food at the CCA.
Okay, the food at the CCA. On Monday night, we have a meal together, everyone together. No, there's no, it's not separated. I mean, like guys on the left and girls on the right, or, you know. It's and we actually, Leslie Robb, one of the members of the planning committee and our social media extraordinaire, public relations, all of those things she handles. She has a game that we get to play where you kind of go from table to table very quickly. It's like speed dating, and you ask a few you know, there's questions written out, and you get to ask some questions of somebody at the table, and everybody ends up getting an opportunity to sit at the table with almost everyone in the room in a really short amount of time. So there's some mingling games where you get to meet different people at that meal. Then the second day we serve lunch because it's an all day session. Then people just kind of break up and go and have dinner together. Sometimes these are comedians who haven't seen each other. They see each other once a year, you know, so they'll want to get together and they'll find somebody that's new and it's their first year at the CCA, and they'll be like, hey, come along with us. And so people kind of break up into little groups and they go out to dinner and then come back again for the second night's open mic. And so, yeah. And people want to come back. As far as I remember last year, if someone didn't come back, it may have been one or two, because it felt like everybody returned, even if they had done the open mic the night before and might not get a slot the second night, they still had so much fun. They wanted to be there and just watch the second round. So, yeah.
Second round. Well, that's cool. That's very, very cool. So like if I'm planning to come, is there anything particular that I need to have with me? You know, like, am I, like, okay. So are the sessions recorded or, you know, do I just sit and just take notes? Like, how does that work? Like, let's say I can't make it or I'm coming in late and I miss the first thing. Can I, you know, will there be a recording of it where I can go back and listen to it?
Yeah, no, unfortunately not. I mean, it is what it is. We have speakers that are there in person and that's it. So yeah, we don't record it. We don't publish the conversations. And what's cool about it is that because it is such an intimate environment, the comedians, the Christian comedians that are coming up and talking with us and other speakers, it just feels like they don't have to perform or speak at people. It's really intimate conversations that are happening. And so about 3 years ago was our first time after COVID. A lot of people had been through a lot of stuff during that time, excuse me, during that time. And it was nice because there wasn't cameras recording and people could just kind of share their heart, what they were going through, be vulnerable and pour into each other. So it's a good question, but this is not the type of setup where we're recording. So no, there's really not. We actually have like a little goodie bag, and inside the goodie bag, there's a notepad and a pen, and I think some candies and stuff like that. So even if you forget your notepad or your ink pen, we have those for you. So for people who want to take notes, but yeah, really, it's just like just come ready to connect with people. Just, you know, that's nice. It.
Awesome. Awesome. Do you have any other questions?
I do. I have a question for you. Okay. So the CCA, I met you through the CCA, but you, like, when was your first time that you went to a CCA? Do you remember?
Either 2002 or 2003 or four, somewhere in there. Two, three or four was one of those. It was in Dallas. It was in Dallas. Cause I went to the Las Vegas Comedy Festival. And then I was like, man, this would be great. I wish they had this for Christians. And then that same year, I was like, oh, they do. And so then I went to the Christian one. And then so I got like all the business stuff from the Las Vegas. And I got all of the God stuff from the Christian Comedy Association, which was fabulous. Because you do, you know, at that time, let's see, that first one that I was at, DeKalb Smith.
Yes.
She did like a devotional with the women, kind of, about like how you minister in church kind of a thing. And then it was like, you know, really checking your heart and, you know, just that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And, it was really, really good. And so I still have those notes. I haven't looked at them in a minute or two, but I do still have them. And she gave like a handout, and then you got to fill in things. Plus, and she was the woman's chaplain.
Oh, wow.
So if you needed, you know, prayer for things like that, you know, she was there anytime through the year, really. You could call on her if you needed to. But now we have Gordon is our chaplain, right, for the CCA?
Yes, Gordon Douglas is still the chaplain for the CCA. That's another person that we mentioned that every year he comes and brings a message for us, and he pours his heart into it. And it's always so memorable, usually with a little goodie that he brings to remind you of what he was talking about. I still have from 2017... I still have, there's a fan with a heart.
The heart one.
I still have that in the closet in my bedroom. 2017 was the first time that I went, and it's evolved. I mean, it's changed. It's changed as the years have changed. Again, like I said, COVID kind of made everything weird and different and shut down, and you couldn't have in person for a long time. And then now, you know, it has that retreat setting. But one thing hasn't changed for sure is that Gordon is still the chaplain. He's still coming in and still bringing us an awesome message this year. I remember Kay from the first year I went to CCA in 2017. She was one of the first breakout sessions I went to. Mm-hmm. And I remember her telling a story about showing up at a venue to do a women's event, and that particular church denomination only wore skirts.
Yeah.
And she did not have a skirt with her. And she very quickly had to go and find someplace, and she ran to a Goodwill and she got the skirt and all of that. And, you know, she obviously wanted to be respectful to the environment that she was in. But I remember thinking, wow, like, that's something I never would have thought about. You know, I never would have thought about that. And it's cool when you can learn from someone else's mistakes, because eventually I was in a position where I was going to do an event at a similar denomination church. And mm-hmm. because of her and her story, I was like, hey, can I, you know, ask about proper clothing etiquette and make sure that, you know, I'm dressed in a way that honors, you know, your church and all of that. But I never would have thought, oh, I need to ask and see if I need to wear a skirt. I'm not a skirt person, which I should be. Tall people, it would make my life easier because you don't have to worry about the inseam in a skirt. Like,
oh, I was like, how's that going to make your life easier?
It would, okay. Because like, if I just wore long skirts, like Liam Morgan, which is probably part of her deal, it's comfortable. She looks great in them, but also she's super tall like me. And so maybe that's why she wears skirts. It's easier. You don't have to worry about the inseam.
Yeah, but it might be a long skirt on me, but on you, that's like a mini skirt, right?
It would be a mini skirt.
You still have to add.
You can probably wear, like my sister-in-law, Emily, you probably wear capri pants as regular britches, don't you?
Well, yeah. Why wouldn't you?
And I wear regular britches and they become capri pants.
Random facts, June is 30 times more likely to get hit by lightning than Michelle.
Oh my gosh, you really stuck your neck out with that joke, Michelle.
So is that your tip for this week then about, you know, proper etiquette, dress etiquette?
No, that is not a tip for this
week. No? Oh, okay. Okay.
That's not a tip. Oh, hey, but here's what I want to make sure that, because I don't know if we talked about this, and I don't know why my hand just went like that in some weird way. It looks huge. My hand looks huge. Onward Church is where the CCA is. I don't think I mentioned that at the top. Onward mm-hmm. Church, it's in Fisher, Indiana. Mm-hmm. Fisher's is right outside of Indianapolis, suburb of Indianapolis. There is an early bird special that's going on right now.
Oh.
April 1st is when that ends. So right now it's $125 to go. And that includes your dinner the first night. It includes your lunch the second night. And then in between there's, you know, water, snacks, some coffee, stuff like that. So you get two meals, you know, the 3 days. And it's $25 cheaper right now if you go Ooh. To get registered. And that's Christian Comedy Association.org. O-R-G. So if you go on there now, you actually save $25. And there's not a particular hotel that people are staying at. Used to, we would call around and we would try to get a group rate at different hotels in the area. And what happens now is your group rate is typically more expensive than if you just go and search for yourself through Expedia or, you know, not a sponsor, but through some of these hotel booking comparison online companies, you end up getting it cheaper. And then a lot of people have hotel points at like a Hilton or at, you know, Marriott or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so people just go where they want to go now. And then, others will get Airbnb together. So we don't really have a hotel per
There's
se.
There's no host hotel.
Yeah.
Just the host church.
Yeah. And in this area, I mean, there's several hotels and, like I said, it's a suburb of Indianapolis. So you can head out a little farther if you don't mind driving a little bit, even potentially, you know, go outside of Fisher's for your hotel. There's Carmel, I think, in that area, and Westfield, and then Indianapolis, of course. So yeah, and that's June 3rd, Monday, June 4th is a Tuesday. June 5th is a Wednesday. In case you want to send me a card, June 7th is my birthday. But we will be there on my birthday this year. I'll actually be home this year for my birthday.
Whoa. So no cake this year? I'm not coming then.
No cake. No cake.
The only reason I show up because I know that there's birthday cake, but
I used the birthday gift that you got me last year. The beach bag and the towel. The towel is perfect size. And it's so colorful that I got lost on the beach. with my ADHD, I started walking and I was singing songs in my head, and then I did some Marcos to You, and then I answered a couple of voice messages, and then I started playing Ellie Holcomb, the best or the greatest hits of Ellie Holcomb, and the next thing I know, I'd walked almost 2 miles down the beach.
Wow.
And then I turned around and I was like, I didn't pay attention to what my hotel looked like, Michelle. I had no idea what my hotel looked like. And then I remember, oh, wait, no, I did look. There's a smiley face on the roof of the place that people were renting parasails and stuff from. So I was close to the smiley face. And the hot pink bag that you got me with the rainbow towel, I was able to spot that from like a long distance. And I'm like, there's my chair.
Yay.
Yeah. So you saved my life with that. But well, I mean, it's fine. You can still bring me a birthday gift, even though we're not there.
I don't know. Well, you know, this might be a good one. What did the one ocean say to the other ocean?
Nothing. It just waved. No. People, this is why listeners, the numbers are going down, Michelle. And did you just have a fly swatter that you waved at me? Oh my goodness.
A telescoping one. So, you know, because if I was to go on a beach and had a beach bag, this would be something that I would definitely put in it. You know, because it's huge. Look at that.
I did have a bumblebee land on my chair. And I had a little centipede that was in my flip-flop. So that might be a bad thing to have in your beach bag.
It's a wonderful thing to have. I have this, and then I would definitely always, I would have one of these. It would, you know, this little sand rake. It's not a sand rake. It's actually
a back scratcher, Michelle.
Yeah.
It's not a sand rake. And also it's a podcast. So you can't just say, I bring this and this and that. What is this? They can't see either.
It's a little sand rake. It's a little back scratcher that also telescopes out. So, boom.
I put those in my kids. I put it in their stockings at Christmas every year. The back scratcher. I do. I don't know what this has to do with the CCA. Well, I know what it has to do with. Michelle will have all of these things in her car when she comes. And she'll bring really bad snacks. And then she'll hand it to me and walk away. And then I'll find myself in the car eating chocolate covered pretzels going, why am I eating these? And where did they come from?
So, you're welcome.
Yeah. Yeah. I will say this. If you live in the Indianapolis area, the weekend before that Monday, mm-hmm. on Friday, the 31st of May, Westfield, hold on. Crossroads Church at Westfield is hosting a show. So some of the comedians that will be at the CCA are going to be doing that show on Friday night.
It's a community event.
Yes, community event. It's Crossroads Church, Westfield. We just talked about how I did their winter event and got stuck in a snowstorm. And that was insane. That was the craziest ride of my life. So I don't think there'll be snow in Indiana May 31st, but it probably wouldn't be the first time that there's snow in Indiana. But this is actually held at the IMMI Conference Center. Letter I.
There's no C in it?
I. No. IMMI Conference Center. They can go to 4hourneighbor.life to get information about it, but it's basically, it's just a free event. You don't have to have a ticket. You just show up and and you get to see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 comedians. short sets. They won't all be doing hour long sets. It's just a variety of comics and it's rapid fire, super fun. Michelle, you and I did this last year with Rhonda. Mm-hmm. Was that our second popcorn one with them? I think third, so. Yes. That was the second one. Cause the first one was your mom passed away that we did the summer one. And I remember being in just a, yeah, I don't remember a lot about that summer. Like, it was just all, you just hit
auto. You were in a fog.
And that was literally, that was about 2 weeks after she had passed, 2-3 weeks, maybe at the most. So yes, that actually did. So we did that 2 years ago. So this will be the third time that they've hosted this summer series. And that's on May 31st at IMMI Conference Center in Westfield. Again, it's Crossroads Church is who sponsors that.
And so it's forourneighbor.life. And yes. The website is up on the screen. So
yeah, save the date. And it starts at 7 p.m. So that's super cool.
Nice. I like it. I love that Rhonda Corey, you know, puts together that show. And so some of the comedians that come in early get to be on that. And I shouldn't say it like that. I should not have said it like that. They're booked well in advance.
It's not necessarily connected to at all to the actual conference. It just happens to be because people are in that area and this church books out these shows.
Yeah.
And Rhonda's been able to help facilitate that. Yeah.
Now, is there a website or another way that we can find if there, since comedians from across the country are coming, some international also, is there, let's say there's other people doing shows in the areas, you know, like the Sunday night or, you know, how do we find out on those? We've just
about
just,
people.
Doing different shows.
What we did last year was just tell the comics, if you're doing a show in the area like this one, let us know and we'll post the flyer on the CCA. Now it would be the Instagram page. And so if people know that there's going to be a show in the area and they want to kind of, you know, happen to be in early, if they decide, well, I'm going to come in on Sunday. And like I said, I'll reiterate, because I don't, is that a word?
Yes, it is.
That these shows aren't necessary. They're not involved with the retreat, but we do know that when all these comics are coming into the same area, they connect, hooked up with each other. We encourage people, man, if you know you're coming into Indianapolis, if you have any connections with churches in the area, it's great to just reach out and tell, you know, a local church, hey, I'm going to be there. If you, you know, you want me to come do a show at your church. And that's what a lot of comics do. They just reach out, make connections in the area, and then they'll make a trip out of it and they'll come in early. And so, yeah, when we know that that's happening, and the only way we can share it is if someone lets us know. When we know that that's happening, then we try to share that information on the Instagram page.
It's the CCA Connect. So it's instagram.com/CCA Connect. Now, do we send a direct message to that page then to say, hey, this is one of the things?
Direct message. So here's a great example. So our friend Carrie, she was on the podcast last season, I believe.
Yes.
Carrie Jones, her first time at a CCA retreat, she came in the Sunday before and there was a comic in the area that had done a showcase, was doing a showcase show. And so we shared that information on the page. It wasn't a CCA show, but we shared that, hey, this is happening. And so Carrie came to that show on a Sunday before she came to the CCA on Monday and got to see some of the comedians she was going to meet the next day. And so that's actually the first day that I met her. I was on that particular show. And so we met before the show, talked, and she was like, yeah, you know, I'll be at the CCA tomorrow. So that was really fun to get to meet her, but she wouldn't have known if we didn't, we didn't know and share that information with other people.
Yeah. I love that. I love that because comedians are coming from around the country, right? And, you know, because you and I, we live in different areas and we're like, hey, yeah, we're going to be in the same area. You want to do a show together? And then other people can come watch that show. I love going and watching because most of the shows at that time frame end up becoming showcases because there's more than one comedian on there.
Yeah.
And I love that. I love being able to see, you know, seven of my favorite comedians all in one spot doing their, you know, their best 10 or whatever. Like that's just, it's fun. It's so much fun to go and check it out.
Well, here's a good example too. That so last year was our first year at Fisher's. The year before that we were at Greenwood, Indiana, or sorry, Franklin, Indiana. And comedian Hoss Ridgway, who is also a pastor, he worked it out where we were able to do the retreat at his home church. So the next year we were over to Fisher's for the, you know, the next year's event. But the previous church that we were at, Hoss's church, they did a comedy show that weekend because they knew everybody, you know, there would be a bunch of comedians coming into town. And so that show wasn't a CCA show, but because people were in the area, it opened the door for some comics who knew each other to bless the church that we were at the year before. So it's kind of organic how those things happen. And people just, again, it's CCA Connect. They make connections with each other. And then, you know, people go out and reach out and so together.
So there really isn't a CCA show, comedy show.
No.
There's comedians that are part of the CCA that are doing shows.
Yes.
And so it's a whole weekend. From what I've observed over the last few years, it's just a whole weekend that that clean comedy just hits Indiana.
Yes. Yes.
You know, so it's a great weekend to be in Indiana. And especially, you know, if you're going to come to the thing, make sure you check it out. It's ChristianComedyAssociation.org. It's going to be held at the Onward Church, which is in Fishers, Indiana, June 3rd, 4th, and 5th, which it's short, it's sweet. It's just the right amount of time to retreat for people and to connect. And I love that you guys, that the name is Connect and that there's been different themes with the connection. Is there anything particular, like if I was a new comedian and I'm like, you know what, I think I might want to do this, but I actually haven't been on stage before.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to come to this retreat?
Absolutely not. I don't want you anywhere near. No, I'm just kidding. Yes. That was my first year. I had a couple of really horrible jokes written in a notebook. I don't know if I thought they were just going to call on me and I randomly would have to yell a joke out or something. I don't know what I thought was going to happen, but I felt like if I was going to a comedy conference, because it was a conference then, that I should have an actual joke. It's not, again, it's not a place that's a teaching, learning the craft, how to write a joke, how to get a gig, how to, that type of thing. But it is a place that I think it starts a very good foundation of, if you consider yourself called into Christian comedy, if you consider yourself a Christian who is doing comedy and you want to use that as an opportunity to share the light that's in you and, you know, show the world the Christ that lives inside you, it is a great place to get started, even if you don't have your first joke written. And it's a friendly, family feeling, I think, situation. It was the best thing for me to just be around people that love the Lord and were doing what I was called to do. And so, if it's somebody new, I would definitely encourage them. Don't be intimidated. Nobody's going to make you do a joke. No one's going to make you do an open mic. The first year I was there, I didn't go on stage. I never told a joke. I sat in the back of the room and I just kind of watched and went, okay, all of these people are crazy like me and I love it. I was so excited.
Okay.
Don't be intimidated. I do want to say this though, so because I've thought about it a couple times and then I moved on. I know I'm the type of person who wants to know what I have to wear.
Oh, that is important. So evening gowns, long skirts.
I do want people to know this is a casual event, super casual event. You don't have to dress up for anybody. If you love to dress up and put on the sparkle, then shine, baby, shine. And if you want to come in your sweatpants and a ball cap and just chill out, shine, baby, shine.
But the clothing does need to be clean. At least wear clean clothes and have showered. That's all I'm going to put that out.
Yeah.
I live with boys, you know, and sometimes you just got to let them know. Young men, shower.
Need have clean clothes. Okay. Well, Michelle, I don't know that we'll do any clothing inspections. And if, you know, if someone has a delayed flight and they have to show clothes they slept in on the plane, we're not here to judge anybody about, there's no fashion show. But I really did. That was one of the information. I'm like, what do I need to bring? What do you wear? Are people dressed up at this thing? This is a retreat. This is summertime. Yeah. And we are just, you know, we're sitting and talking and hanging out, be comfortable.
Flip flops. Slides and beach bags and bug spray. I don't know.
That's all the stuff that you'll have in your car. Michelle's prepared for whatever may happen. Ooh, hey, we'll have to talk about that maybe next episode. Speaking of being
prepared. Okay.
Because crazy things are about to happen in your area.
Oh, I need to know about that. That's for sure. Yeah, we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Crazy things are supposed to happen. Michelle, you are in the path of that crazy eclipse. Broken Bow and you're close to Broken Bow. So we're not going to get into any conspiracy theories or, you know, end of times or the whole equator of the earth flipping upside down and the fault line rupturing. And like, man, the people are out and they got a lot of stuff they're talking about right now. So
I'll go to
a neighborhood close to you soon.
I did hear that when the eclipse happens, then the earth will actually become flat at that moment. So there we go.
Wait a minute. You mean it's not already?
No, it's not. Not
Michelle.
And then we all get to be those cats and just push things off the edge. No.
This is a comedy. This is the life support podcast. We're not getting into the flat earth and round earth theories. So how about for one last recap. So we just wanted to share with you guys, the CCA has been, from the time that I've gone and Michelle has been there, it's been a place that we actually made our connections. This is how we became life support with each other as we met through the CCA. And now it's a retreat type environment. Onward Church, Fishers, Indiana, June 3rd, 4th, and 5th. You can go to ChristianComedyAssociation.org. And now through April 1st, you save $25. You can get on that website, go get registered, and then follow the Instagram page and be watching for more information as it unfolds. All right.
Yeah.
I think that's it for this episode. And what about it?
No, it's not it. Three more things. One, I think that attending the CCA, it gives you an opportunity to meet and connect with people that end up becoming your friends, lifelong friends. And which is really, really important. And I know that you said that it's not a place to learn and things like that, but it is. Like, we do learn, and because we're always learning, constantly learning from each other. And speaking of learning.
Yeah, I don't mean like learn, like you'll learn nothing at this place. I just mean like if they're coming and they're like, I need to know how to formulate a joke and I need to know how to write a set and how many jokes are in five minutes.
Google that.
Those are the things, that we're doing.
Or take Robert Geely's comedy class. He has an online comedy class.
Yeah, that is one thing when you get those connections and there are resources through this, you know, people who are in the CCA and you may be able to ask somebody, hey, how did you learn or what did you do? So it's not that that's not allowed. It's just not what the platform is about, but it happens again. There's so much organic information that is shared and relationships that are formed and friendships. And it's just a great place.
Yeah. It's friendships are formed at that place, which is a great thing, but it's definitely not the place to go, oh wow, you travel on a bus, can I be on your tour? Don't do that. Don't do that.
People
just
are
make
always
friends.
Asking to be on my tour bus and
But okay, all right. So that was that. But what is your tip of the week? Because I want to learn what's the tip.
What did I tell you the tip was? Opposite day.
Opposite game.
The opposite game. Play the opposite game. All right. So this is what I was doing this weekend while I lost my beach chair. I was playing the opposite game. I was going at a joke or a bit from one angle, and then I played the opposite game and I did the opposite angle, right? Or the opposite perspective. So for example, I'm doing a bit about something that women discover at a certain age. And when I got done writing that, I was like, oh, okay. So I know for women, we're like, oh, wait, I can't do that anymore. Well, what is it for men? So I played the opposite game. I go from one perspective to the opposite perspective. And it can even be, we'll make the flat earth an example. Okay. So that's the opposite game. You started making a joke one direction about the round earth. I played the opposite game and I went, what do you mean? It's not already flat, right? Mm-hmm. So you look at one perspective and then you take the opposite perspective and just see how you can play with that. And a lot of times, if it's truly an area that you don't have some sticking point where you're trying to prove a point and you kind of feel it both ways, what happens is that then the audience, whichever side of the coin they're on, they now related with you, right? There's a lot of comedians that are great about doing that. So I'm not saying like you compromise political. Your beliefs, but it can be political. It can definitely be political. If you do a joke and you do the first punchline digs at Biden, the second one can dig at Trump. And now you're still in you've rode the middle with it, right? We're all laughing now.
Okay. So like
Republicans now, I'm going after Democrats.
Okay. So the opposite game. So you're saying like when you're writing your joke, so give like a viewpoint of like, this is what a cat would be. This is a dog lover. This is a cat lover. This is a dog lover.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's really good. I mean, cause that's, yeah.
And it can also be like how you feel about something wherein I say,
I hate it.
So I hate this thing, right? You know what I hate right now is pulling up to the grocery store and there's, 500 curb pickup parking spots at the very front and one car that's getting their groceries now. It made sense when no one could go into the grocery store and everybody needed that. But like, why do we still have those spots, right? So I'm going to look at that. I'm going to try to find funny angles about it. I'm going to find why that makes me angry. Mm-hmm. And then I'm playing the opposite game.
Well, see, now, I love those spots.
Why do I love them? Why are you wrong if you hate them? And so, so play the opposite game.
Yeah.
Just look at the opposite perspective. I like it. If you feel angry about something, be the person who loves that thing. And you can just play that emotion, whatever the opposite emotion is, that if it's something that's sad or something that makes you happy, and just play the opposite game. So that's my tip today for comedy.
I like it.
If you're comedy writing and you get a little stuck and you have one perspective, just flip it. Play the opposite game.
Here's the opposite game in action right now. If you want to go listen or see Junebug, check out junebugcomedy.com, or you can follow her on Instagram and Facebook at Junebug Comedy, or YouTube at Junebug Clean Comedy. Make sure you get that clean in there. That's one opposite to this girl. Who's this?
MichelleVanDusen.org or Michelle's Comedy on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Don't forget, Michelle is with only one L though, so make sure to do that. All right, have we covered it all, Michelle? I think we've covered every bit of it, from the eclipse to the Earth to CCA to beach blankets to giraffes. We should probably wrap this one up. So as I always tell you, Jesus and Junebug loves you. Michelle, you've already done 9 jokes. You don't get more. This is where it ends.
But I just have to say, I bought a raffle ticket last week from a local charity, and I won the early bird prize. Now you see how I'm rounding this back into the early bird special for the retreat.
Yes. Yep.
So I won the early bird prize. It was a worm. Da-da-da-da. Thanks for listening. Catch us later. And you, where can they catch us?
Michelle, I just want to go home. I just want to go. You can catch us everywhere. You find a podcast on YouTube. We're gone. We're gone.
Thanks for listening.